Fine by me.
Okay.
Okay, the session is being recorded. The only person not present and not excused is Kuhn. Who would like to be the secretary of the meeting? Thomas?
I do.
Okay. You approve the minutes of the last meeting? Do you have any comments? Okay, on my part, report-wise, as you might have heard, yesterday was a federal ballot in Switzerland. Amongst the objects subjected to the vote of the folk, there was the Intelligence Service Act. Unfortunately for Pirate Party, the Intelligence Service Act was accepted by close to two-thirds of the Swiss folk that voted. It is a sad loss for us and for our cause. However, what comes out of this is three things. One, our sympathizers basis grew by 20% during that campaign. In terms of media coverage, we have never had so much media access, at least in Western Switzerland. And furthermore, the real issues about controls and checks and balances have been presented to the public, as well as the issues of the defense and security policy, in particular when it comes to InfoSec and cyber defense. This has been quite a energy draining campaign for the last 3 weeks, and I haven't been able to devote much time to the PPI. Basically, I had at least one to two interviews per day with news people. There was a huge amount of work in the background. Yesterday, I spent basically the whole afternoon answering journalists.
I don't really have anything to report this time either. I had a stressful couple of weeks, so I apologize. I didn't get around to emailing our current members with those feedback questions that I sent you guys a couple weeks ago. My intention was to get that done, but alas, it did not happen. So really sorry about that, but it'll happen ASAP. Things are kind of leveling out for me, so I can focus more. Also, Thomas the other day brought up to me the idea of like writing an article for the website on the board's progress so far. It's like a 2 month report. So yeah, I'm totally down for, or totally Sorry, North American slang over here. I am definitely up for doing this, and if you're all okay with it, and I'd love input as well. So anything that you feel I should include in that report, just let me know. I could even maybe at the bottom of the pad here, I can make a little section for some of like some input on that. Sorry, what was that?
Hello?
Yeah, Bailey's waiting for someone to repeat a question.
Sorry, just whoever talked last, the sound wasn't coming through.
I'll just ask a question then. Maybe we could put this article up on a separate Pirate tab, and then we can all just kind of give our feedback to it.
Yeah. I will make one. Start one.
Okay, I'll continue. I've got really nothing to report. I'm just preparing for going to Iceland in a month's time from today. We're up to watch Pirate Party of Iceland become a government, the first Pirate Party government ever. Apart from that, I haven't done much pirate-wise.
Okay, I guess I'm next to anyone else. So I created that preliminary budget spreadsheet based on that task that was created last session. And basically, all my information is coming from PayPal at the moment. So whenever there's additional information, more data to feed me for this budget. But you can all have a look at the URL that I sent in a Google spreadsheet. We can update that as need be. And also, if there's any prior budgets from previous years, perhaps that I could look at to mimic the same style, be great.
Yeah, just in addition, Keith, please contact Bastian because I believe he had been one of the previous treasurers, and I know either on the one hand side he's got money, on the other hand he might have a lot of information.
Bastian, who?
Bastian Bibi, he's on the Court of Arbitration at the moment.
From memory, his email is bastian at pp minus international.
One of his addresses. Choose another one. I hand it over to you.
Okay, if someone can just write it in the chat or in the pirate pad in the chat there, because I don't have it.
I'll give you another one because so you can even have PGP on it. So I know he's not using the PGP International .net address that often.
Okay, great.
Please carry on.
Kun?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
So I haven't done much for PPI the last couple of weeks. I'm sorry for that. I will try to get more active again. There's been a lot of activity finally going on for Pirate Party Belgium again, which has kept me busy at least one full day a week for the last month or so. I'm also talking to Anders Klippen and Arif just to see if we want to do another thing twice and try to collect a bit the stuff we did 2 years ago. And I'm also trying to find out if I can go to Iceland, but that's also still not sure.
Okay.
So
for the address of PPI HQ, did you have time to do anything, or was there progress there?
I haven't looked into that any further.
Okay. Ray?
Well, it says what it says. Nothing to add.
Okay. Thomas?
Well, to be honest, nothing of real importance, but I do have an excuse for the upcoming fortnight, because I do have some lay auditor issues for our body of Germany, very acute at the moment, and that will keep me busy for about a fortnight. Well, I'm unfortunately a bit more than I had expected.
Okay.
I'm sorry for that, just an announcement.
As we don't have any alternates here, let's go to the topics that we have at hand. First of all is the website management. You have all seen the issues that arose from the patching of the WordPress environment that we use, and the degraded service that we were offering. In that respect, Patrick Schiffer wants to train Elena and others in terms of admin tasks. I think it is good, but for that, I think we have to decide who manages the website and in which capacity, and who would like to be now the admins of that website in order to ensure the continuity and the maintenance of that platform. The reactivity to fix the platform was the one of a volunteer organization, and we have to take that into account and thank the people that got involved to fix the mess that arose from the rollout of the WordPress release 4.6.1. We are apparently not the only ones that suffered consequences of that rollout, so it is maybe a little bit of balm on our wounds, but essentially we need to have more people around that and be able to focus on the maintenance of the platform, so that we don't have a service outage of a week long. There's another point that arose from that is the web shop that we will be talking about later on. So who has proposals as to how we organize the management of the website.
I believe we'll need to have a main administrator in the future again, who is eager to even document what's really on the server. But I believe that can be done on the run, as we need to switch servers as well. So I believe if we've got our own servers and we'll switch over to our servers, we need to have an own tech team besides those even yet involved. So the board will be free of admin stuff and others can take over. So to be honest, in a way, I believe we have to make a call for setting up an admin team for different tasks in the future, even on a short term, so they will be involved in moving, for example.
Yeah, we need people who have technical expertise and people who have content expertise. And they should have different roles. But the main thing is that we know, one, who they are, and secondly, if there's a problem, which one to go to.
Yep. Any other suggestions?
There's things that we did in the Pirate Times that could be taken over eventually. Like all content written should be proofread at least once. And people who have not good English skills should ask for a native English speaker to look at their content.
I think we have to dissociate the management of the WordPress platform itself and the content delivery process that we will implement, in the sense where, editorially speaking, we need to implement a process that is there to improve the quality of the deliverables, in particular with exactly what you said about the English and the wordsmithing, how we can be more pertinent and more readable. In that respect, and the proofreading is an important part of that process, and we should, whenever possible, have a pad for all web articles that is publicly available, so that the peer review can occur and volunteers can also pitch in.
Right, within WordPress, there are various roles that can be assigned, author, editor, etc., etc. So those can be done within WordPress itself. I don't see the need for pads as such, except for collaborative articles.
Yeah.
One of the first things that should be done is the publishing of the minutes, which we committed to a few meetings ago.
Yes, no problem with that. I believe that a simple link to the wiki is sufficient in that respect. Every time that we produce a new set of minutes.
Yep, that's a good solution. But in fact, I don't think anyone except for Patrick and Thomas have access to the site at the moment, unless I am wrong. Patrick asked for admins to be added, which I didn't want to do, but As far as I can tell, nobody else has got access.
I only have editor access on the site. I can only produce articles there.
Oh, that can be changed anytime. Just to let you know, our editor at the moment is Bailey Guillaume Raymond. Administrator is Paki, myself, and Yelena. So far.
I would like, if the board agrees to that, to have Bailey, Ray, and myself set to admin roles on the platform as well. For now, until we have the team set up and the site migrated. Does the board agree to the increase of privilege for the three of us?
Yes, I agree. I think that's wise. We should have more board members being admins in case anything goes wrong.
Whomever edits those roles, please get me the login for it. I didn't even know I was an editor.
Oh, just check your emails.
Thanks.
I agree as well, but perhaps we should make an upcoming task to discuss these teams, a content team and an admin team.
Yep. That's why I'm crafting a bit more the text for the minutes so that it reflects that intent to have the development of a content management team and a administration maintenance team.
And you've been updated to administrators.
Thank you.
I just noticed on the pad there, our guest, Chris, said that he is willing to offer help with editing.
Yep.
Yes, if Chris supplies an email address, then Thomas can make him an editor.
I do have it somewhere. I can do so later on.
All right, Bailey has it. So Bailey can make one of her first jobs is to make Chris an editor.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Let's get back to that. Let's start by setting up the board's admining team and then get back to outside help. Later.
Yeah, that makes sense. One step at a time.
Okay, does the board agree to the above creation of the two maintenance and content development and management teams? With the roles that are described in the pad?
Better ask if somebody disagrees at the moment.
They can take their name off their list and put it in no or abstention. Just wondering, do we need to give the communications team decision-making privileges, or is that just taken as read?
The communication team has its own decision-making. It's the content delivery team is just there to support the communications team in their efforts to craft messages. They are not there to do anything else.
Yes, no, it's just that I'm just thinking that the privileges should be, well, could be coming from the content committee rather than the board. Just I don't want to, well, it wouldn't be good for the board to be making every decision that goes along. It would take up too much time.
Oh, yeah, anyways, for me, when there is a team, then the team is organizing itself and taking the decision and has to report regularly to the board. We have
good.
To add
I take
that detail into the decision?
If possible, yes, that makes it clear.
Okay. Is that okay as a description? The teams organize themselves and report to the board on a regular basis on their work and progress, as well as the issues they encounter along the way.
Yep.
Fine by me.
Okay. Pirate Shop. As you might have seen, the Pirate Shop has been offline for a while, then back online. I will investigate what is going on there, clarify the relationship with PPI, in particular as there is monies involved, to see that we have a clear contractual relationship with the operator of that web shop, and seek that we have the best deals possible out of this relationship. Thomas will not be taking care of this as he's lay auditor in Germany, and therefore there might be a conflict of interest in the relationship. So I would like to have another board member helping me in that project. Keith, could you please take care of this with me, as it involves financials and stuff like that?
Yeah, I can do my best to help you with this. And I'm assuming also that some of this income from the pirate shop would be something that we should have in our budget.
Yep, that would help.
So please send me perhaps an email after the board meeting about how we should coordinate.
Yep, I will do so.
Everybody should understand that most of us knows nothing about this web shop thing. Whether there is a private company involved, we know nothing. We're at zero. So anything you're saying now, I don't understand anything of it.
Ray, I have as much knowledge as you about this. It was set up by Paki during his tenure as a board member. And we have very little formal documentation as to the web shop, as to the relationships with the people operating it, and the current formal organization between PPI and this web shop. So I will investigate this.
Well, as just as a piece of information, the intention had been to sign up a contract with the so-called pirate shop or P shop, Pirate Party of Germany, which is an integral part of Pirate Party of Germany, though on business terms, but we've never seen a contract.
Good, so we're all at zero. That's okay, we'll take it from there then.
Yep. Does the board agree with this course of action?
Seconded.
So it's an unanimous acceptance. Okay, now we go to the informative part. So member and contact databases updates. There the work is in progress. Nothing new to report. The BPI contacts are now in the CVCRM for us to use for contacts. For the people that want to send out messages to these contacts, just let me know, and I'll facilitate the sending of the mails via CVCRM. IT server relocations. Thomas Ray, do you have anything more to report than what you have placed in the pad?
Well, it's a different pad I added on it, so you can all see what we've exchanged by now. But that needs to be discussed, and I believe there will be some discussion with him this week with Raymond, and you will be informed about our decision, so we can see fit what we shall do and will do or have to do in the future, as we, I believe we need some fast decision if we know what to do.
Okay. Access inventory. Do you have anything there?
The only thing I had that came into my mind this very morning, to be honest, only, or at latest, we do have a secret, and there is some information in it, and I will have to add it to the pad, so we will have a better overview.
Okay. For the inventory of the PPI members, and private parties is ongoing. Thomas, you haven't spent much time on this for now, but since the Marie France has delivered quite a lot of contacts, I think that we can now jumpstart the whole contact and review of the private party members, so that we can also establish the tally and the invoices. I would like to have a target set for the invoice being sent. Which date do you estimate would be a reasonable date for that, Thomas?
Well, that's to be honest, that's very difficult to say, because we need to gather a lot of information from the parties so we can send out invoices, and it has to be calculated as well. And I do not know exactly at the very moment how to calculate the fees. I believe Keith will have some problems as well with it, but we'll see fit what we can do. I know I wanted to send out the rest of it by the other questions by end of the week, because that's on my agenda, and that's for in my calendar, to be honest. For that very weekend.
I just have a quick question then. Is there somewhere you can direct me where I can read regulation regarding fees that we're going to ask for each member country? I also add that I, in the spreadsheet that I made, I took from online sources exactly who were the parties that are members. This isn't a definitive list, but I made a list of that sort.
Yeah, I've seen your list. I believe one of the very first board meeting, I believe we've had some summarization about the how to get the money and about the decision that had been made by General Assemblies, if I remember correctly right now.
So is there somewhere online where I can read our regulation regarding the fees at request of members?
Yep, especially decisions by the board, by the General Assemblies on the wiki. But see our minute, because I believe we've got a summarization of it already. As far as I remember, first board meeting this year or the second one? Of this term, sorry. It's not lost, but I don't have it by hand, to be honest.
I believe I found it. I'm going to paste.
They can be found in the wiki in the decisions of GA.
What I pasted down the Pirate Pat wiki.ppinternational.net online GA 2015.
Yep, that's part of it.
There are two sets of decisions that can be looked at. To further the my question, I would like to have a set date for the efforts of producing invoices so that we can organize ourselves to aim for that goal, so that we can also communicate with the boards of our members so that they're not surprised that all of a sudden they receive an invoice out of the blue. So I'm not going to ask to have it, let's say, on October 15th, which would be, I don't think feasible given the amount of work. However, for no November 15th, which is 6 weeks from now, I would like to have the invoices being sent to to our members. Is that date reasonable?
I'm not sure you're going to get all the information back from the parties that you're going to need, which is things like how many members they have, how many representatives in parliaments, etc. they have.
Most of the information is already public.
Yes, but it needs to be collated and up to date. I'm not sure. Certainly in the wiki, information we have is way out of date. Memberships are really, really very volatile.
I understand that, but we have to take a basis for it, and it might be better to take whatever is available publicly, either from the wiki within PPI or the various websites of of our members or the wikis that they have produced, and use that as a point of reference. We can always handle issues afterwards, once the invoices are issued, and the members can challenge the figures that we've used for the invoices. But at that point in time, it would be better to start with a hard point rather than try to reach for the grail and not being able to do that because people are unresponsive.
Yeah, okay, I see that. That's a good point. That you send it and say, if it's not correct, then please send us information so we can correct it.
Exactly. Because waiting for the correct information, that can take ages, ages, and ages. And especially when the information is to create an invoice. I don't think that anyone is in a hurry to answer the taxman when he comes and asks question, and I don't think that it will change when it's PPI asking questions to its members.
Yep, that's a very good point. Okay, we'll do it that way. That's fine.
And a side note, I'm looking now at the membership fee section, and the English definitely has to be rewritten because certain things are just not correct and clear. But it's based on the Human Development Index for each country, which seems like an index that obviously would change. Plus, and it says this basic fee is multiplied by factors for number of elected officials, which should be public information. What information, in addition, do we need to ask from each country?
I think there's membership, elected officials, the income that is generated from those elected officials, and a few other things, if I'm not wrong. But then again, we will do another meeting just for that, because I think that the way that we have this membership fee calculation, while being very fair in terms of which parties do have to pay what, is highly complex and might not cater for in the end for what it was intended, because the transparency of the fee calculation is one thing, the realities of funding the activities of PPI is another. And in that respect, we have to find maybe a different way to set up membership fees and to set up the contribution levels of each member. And this will need to be discussed ahead of the General Assembly so that we can present alternatives to that model.
Okay, regardless, I'd recommend that we fix the model as it stands now, just in terms of the language. But why don't we take this up as a task for the next meeting?
Yep. We will do a separate meeting with Thomas, you, Bailey, and Andrew, so that we can look at this issue without having to bog down the whole board meeting and present to the board meeting the outcome of our work, if that's okay with all of you.
Fine by me.
Yep.
It's okay by me as well, but in the meantime, I'm just going to start redrafting just so it's clear what the current finance fees are.
The thing is that we have to use the official document, and I think that we need to do a comment on the document to clarify it rather than try to redraft it, because it has been adopted in the way and shape it is. So we can do a comment on the document.
That's fine. A comment on the document is fine. I'll just start working on that and what's written along with the comment of what it all means.
Okay. That's good. Okay. Implementation of the Bitcoin payment system, Keith, I don't think you made any progress on that. Anyways, it's dependent on the partly dependent on the fact that we have to have a working bank account. This is my target for this week.
Yeah, at the moment we have so little money in, for what I know, that the conversion doesn't make sense yet.
No, but having a Bitcoin payment system means that we can receive Bitcoin donations or payments.
All membership fees for individuals.
Yep.
Yeah, I said there's a an exchange in Luxembourg, which we could use. I've sent Keith the URL for it to look at. It's a bit untransparent. You have to really join it to find out how it works. But certainly we should clear out any monies that come, any bitcoins that come in to the bank account as soon as possible, like once a week, as I've had bad experiences with exchanges crashing and getting hacked and what have you. So.
Yep. Okay, minimal budget development for 2016. Keith, you already gave us an update. I've added a reference to the link of the provisional budget draft that you've made. Do you have any other comments?
No other comments at the moment. She's actually very much tied to these membership fees in the bank account.
Okay. Okay, the virtual postal address is working, so there is no additional elements there, part of the invoice that will need to be paid. Other ongoing budgets, guys, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, the links to the old documentation, you're probably aware of that. So, Keith, there are two pages on the wiki that has the finance information of the last years, and there's also a bank account in the by Pirate Party Luxembourg, and you should probably contact Sven Clemens to get access to that, and probably transfer to the new account once you do.
Most important is get the money from Bastian, which is still collected from Warsaw, in cash, and that couldn't be transferred by now. It's somewhere in a sealed envelope.
Sounds like we have two issues here. One involves a contact with Bastion, which I initiated now, and the other involves prior documents from the prior board that Cohn recommended at the moment. Cohn, can you direct me to those documents?
I put links in the pad. You've probably seen those already.
Line 200, line
The one safe. 209-210, Finances PPI headquarters.
Yeah. So the second one is about reporting for PPI headquarters, and the first one is what we did as finance as transparency for finances, like the last 2 years, I think, which is not really up to date and not an automated process, but it's what we did.
Okay, that's great. Let me I'm going to integrate all these documents now in this new pirate pad I started that we can do for our next meeting.
And then I don't know if you're aware, but there is a bank account held by Pirate Party Luxembourg in for the benefit of PPI. And you should contact Sven Clement of Pirate Party Luxembourg to get a hold of that.
Okay, I'm looking now at the information on this bank account, which is quite detailed and actually very, very beneficial for forming the current budget. And also about contacting the Luxembourg bank, we'll need to gather contact information for that again.
There is one thing I would like this bank statements to be caveated and the names of individuals removed from there for the sake of data protection.
I
That the
believe that it
treasury
did.
keeps an original with the names, but the public document should not have the names of private individual on it.
Yeah, I believe it was decided at some point that members, individual members of PPI are public.
If they want to.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't do that part of the information anyway, except maybe the last few where I followed the rules they were applying before.
Was there any differentiation before between where that money was sent, if it was held in the PayPal or a bank account? Perhaps this is stuff though we can talk about again at this next special meeting that we'll have. Maybe Cohn also could attend.
Yep. Okay. Just one silly question. What is this liability to the pirate party Norway?
That's the expenses made for Think Twice in Istanbul. So Pirate Party Norway forwarded that money, and we worked on the assumption that the budget that was agreed on the Paris GA would have actually been paid at some point, but that never happened yet, so...
Okay.
Better ask Bastian about it, because I believe that time he had been treasurer and has made some comments on it.
Keith, could you please check with Ray about that liability and the status of it, so that we know if we have to look forward to cater for it and take care of it. Furthermore, also to check with the other four liabilities that we have.
I'm sorry, what are the liabilities?
If you look on the finances that are published.
Yes, Anders Klepper will know a lot more about that than Ray, probably.
Yes, that's correct. I wasn't involved in the Think Twice thing. I am in the board of Norway, so I have sort of control over what's happening. And as of now, nothing's happening. We're not going to send you a bill or force PPI to pay it. But Anders Klepper would be the right person to talk to for the details from on our side.
Okay.
Okay, so am I going to be contacting someone named Anders on your side, or, and this is about this Think Twice conference that I'm looking at here?
I will get get you the contact info you need, and I will also prepare Mr. Kleppe that you will be contacted him. So the ball is in my court.
Okay, great.
Okay. So now questions from the audience. Could someone move Chris into the channel, if there's someone that has the privileges to do so. Hi, Chris.
Do you have a mic, Chris?
I move to end the meeting.
Okay, we have the questions that Chris placed on the pad. However, they are very succinct, so I would like to have him explain to us what he wants exactly, what he expects from the disclosure, because honestly, I don't see the issue there. We have all been elected, and we have all been designated by the General Assembly of PPI. as representative of PPI. As for me, in terms of public person, I think that is quite clear. I'm the president of the Section Vaud of Pirate Party Switzerland. I'm the co-president of Pirate Party Switzerland. I am the board member of three different organizations and vice president of a cigar smoker club. So that's about it. And I'm the founder of a an InfoSec company that is looking into SEM, vulnerability management, and needs, as well as services as a software as a service model for SMBs. That's it. So I don't know what Chris wants to allude to, but I would be very interested to understand his point there as to what are the issues. As for the servers of the PPI, there is no problem as to the creation of a public portal. Sorry, but there is a public port. There are three different public portals for PPI that can be regularly followed. There is the website, there is the wiki, and then there is the Redmine that we use to drive tasks and to collect information, just like, for instance, the tallies of the vote of the PPI members. As for the member application criteria, as stated before, there's clearly a whole description as to what is to be fulfilled in the membership application. So I don't know, but is there more to that or not?
I also noticed that one thing you wrote that maybe is the just being transparent, that we would have some sort of profile for the different board members. I don't see a problem with having a profile.
What concerns me a little bit here, Chris, and this isn't an attack or anything, but you make it pretty clear here that these questions and these, just the questions that you have and kind of, you know, what you seem to be implying here isn't coming from you, it's coming from someone else. You kind of admitted that in your paragraph there. So personally, I find that to be a little bit weird. And I mean, you talk about putting people under scrutiny and how that's a necessary thing. So I just want to know, like, you know, what is this about?
I move to close the meeting yet again. I saw these types of questions from Chris in the mail several weeks ago. He got a full answer asking for more information, and I cannot see that has happened. If there is something in particular that needs to be addressed, answer the email from Bailey and it will be handled. Feel free to bring it up again on the next meeting if you have provided any information that tells us we should look further into things. But again, I don't see no reason to continue.
I second that. Motion to close the meeting at 9:15.
All right.
Agreed.
Fine.
Agreed.
Yeah, so for matter of information, next meeting on Sunday, the 9th of October 2016, 1400 CEST, that's 12 GMT.